So we continue in Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. We are in Prakim Perek Vav. V'hagam shevadai shemachshevet ha'adam hi ha'ola lema'ala rosh bishmeirum ba'olamot ha'elyonim ve'im yitzaref ha'adam gam tohar ha'machshava ve'akavana be'et asiyat ha'mitzvot yagiu ma'asav lif'ol tikunim yoter gdolim ba'olamot ha'yoter elyonim omnam לא המחשבה היא העיקר אצלנו. וואו. כמו שנתבאר. Says רבי חיים מוולוג'ין, even though surely the מחשבות, the thoughts of a person goes to very high worlds, depending of course on the level of the person and what he is able to put into the words as far as thoughts, definitely, that's very important. And if he's able to be mitzaref, if he's able to purify his mind and his kavana at the time of the mitzvot, that definitely causes his ma'asim to shoot up and to be po'el tikunim yoter gdolim and to activate great tikunim ba'olamot ha'elyonim. So no doubt, nobody's arguing about the importance and the greatness of putting kavana as much as possible into everything that we say or do in Avodat Hashem, but we have to know that's not the Ikar. I feel like this sentence, if I would get up and say it, let's say, I would be picked up, yeah, and chucked out. What do you mean? How could you? How dare you say, Lo ha-machshava ya-ikar? Nachon, nachon. But could you imagine, זה קצת כוח לומר את זה, you know? He says, "Lo ha-machshava ikar etzlenu." He says, "That's not the main thing by us, the machshava. What is the main thing? What did we speak about last week? The maaseh ha-mitzvah, to do it kadat v'chalacha. Mamash rak itchalnu. Mamash rak hashniyah. Kuf ayin dalet. Page kuf ayin dalet. Ve'ayen be'zohar yitro tzadik gimel resh amud bet. And he quotes from the Zohar, Rabotai, Parashat HaShavua. We are entering Parashat Yitro. Ve'i izdamin le'uvda. If an opportunity of a mitzvah comes to a person, v'chaven be, and he puts kavanah into it, zaka'a ihu, how ashav, how lucky he is, how meritorious he is, ve'af al gav delo mechaven be, but then the Zohar HaKadosh says, even if you don't have kavanah, zaka'a ihu de'avid pikuda de'mare, he's also praiseworthy. He's also zakai, meritorious, because he is doing the mitzvah of Hashem. Avala itcheshav man de'avid re'uta lishma v'chaven be'bir'uta keman de'lo yada. De'ha bir'uta talia. Of course, we cannot compare the level of the tikkunim that are accomplished by a mitzvah that is done with kavanot to a mitzvah that's done without kavanah, of course. But still, look what the Zohar Kadosh continues and says. Vafilu hachi. And despite saying that, I lav taman re'uta deliba, even if he doesn't have ratzon alev, he doesn't have the kavanah in his heart at the time of the mitzvah, still, al dat saleh David. David HaMelech prayed for this case. When we don't have kavanah, when we do a mitzvah, David HaMelech prayed, Hashem, please do with it that which is supposed to be done with it anyway. And ve'eze pasuk hu mitpalel? Which pasuk did he pray? Ani agi alecha shniya. Which pasuk? Ve'amar hu ma'aseh yadenu konena alenu. That's what David HaMelech said. V'hi noam, we said it just an hour ago, right after the Amidah. V'hi noam Hashem Elokeinu alenu ma'aseh yadenu konena alenu ma'aseh yadenu konenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, ma'aseh yadenu, our mitzvot that we do with our hands, konena alenu, establish it for us. What does that mean? What does he have to fashion? What does he have to do? We didn't do a good job in the kavanot. We didn't have in mind what we're supposed to have in mind. Please fill in the blanks for us. The Ben Ish Chai in Sheilot Utshuvot Torah Lishma has two simanim based on this yesod, that we should know that even if we weren't able to have all the kavanot, because we're not able, first of all, we don't know all the kavanot. And secondly, our mind is not clear enough to be able to have all those kavanot. Yet we have sort of the audacity, and we're given the permission to ask this, to say to Hashem, Hashem, please, we did our best, take it, and do with it what it's what's supposed to be accomplished with it. Unbelievable. Ratzita lishol, Rabbi Yitzhak. Again? Lama David HaMelech bikesh?
He
asked Hashem that may the reading of Tehilim should be like learning Negaim Ve'olot, the toughest sugyot, and it's all about Rachmei Shamayim on Klal Yisrael. So to you know. Maybe. So he's saying it makes sense that David HaMelech is the one that prays for that. Negaim ve'olot. David HaMelech asked Hashem, it's a famous Ma'amar Chazal, that David HaMelech prayed, please accept the reading of my book of Tehilim from the Jewish people as if they are learning the toughest sugyot in the Torah. Negaim ve'olot. That's dine tum'a ve'tahara. Negat.
They don't understand?
That's the point. I mean, you know, you might ask, what level of reading Tehillim is he talking about, right? Obviously. But it seems to be that even just the reading of Tehillim is still powerful, and it has a big zechut. So that's a beautiful example to what we're saying over here, that even if a person does not have kavanah, and again, we're not learning this in order to encourage ourselves not to have kavanah, by no means, chas v'shalom. We are learning this in order to understand, first of all, not to get discouraged when we don't have kavanah. Don't be down on yourself. You did something. You did something very important. You did something that is cherished by Hashem. And Hashem is going to take it and He's going to make Noam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu from it. And also we're learning not to look down at other people who just do, but they don't have kavanah. To know that that is also important. But in no means is the purpose of learning this to say, okay, so we don't have to have kavanot. Obviously not. We're going to get right back on track after we finish, you know, and see everything here. So that's what he says. Al dat zaled David ve'amar u'maase adenu konena alenu. May konena alenu? What is konena alenu? Konena ve'atkin tikunim le'ela kedekayot. Hashem, cause all those tikunim to happen. Le'ela in shamayim. Alenu. Alenu means for us. Even though we don't know how to have that focus, that kavana. All we did is the uvda, the maase. All we did is the act. Maase yadenu konenehu. Leman lahu dargad deitzterich litakana. Please fix it to the way that it's needed. Continues the Nefesh HaChaim and says, V'chen be'inyan she'nitba'er le'mala v'shar gimel be'inyan ha'tfila. So the same applies to that which we spoke about in Shar Gimel in regards to tfila, l'chaven otah l'mkomo shel olam yitbar shemo, to focus the prayer, to direct it towards mekomo shel olam, how much he spoke about explaining what's mekomo shel olam, that Hashem is practically everything. He is the world, right? Kefi she'nitba'er sham inyan mekomo shel olam. V'chen inyan kavanat echad. Also, when it comes to the kavanah of saying Hashem echad, by Shema Yisrael, the pasuk rishon dekriat Shema, shenitba'er sham v'perek yud alef, ayen sham etev, hakol hu rak le'mitzvah ve'lo le'ikuvah. It's all for mitzvah, to enhance the act of saying Shema, but it's not le'ikuvah, it's not crucial, which means, it doesn't mean that if you didn't have all the kavanot of Echad, that you're not yotze. You are. You do fulfill your obligation. Shegam mishelo yeda baze klal. Even someone who did not learn all those kavanot of Echad, kilo ugal baze, because maybe he wasn't trained, he didn't learn it. Or maybe it's hard for him to handle. You know, sometimes, you know, it's too much to have in mind all these things. He can't do it. Shelo yarad leumko, he cannot go down to the depth, plumb the depths and understand everything. Or, interesting, he says, there's another thing that the person can think, maybe if I'm going to think too much about these things and put too much into it, I might make many mistakes in hashkafa. I might make many mistakes that are, you know, dangerous. I might not understand things properly, so it's better for me to refrain and just to go by the simple meaning. These things could happen to people who have a sensitive mind and they're not able to really investigate properly. אלא שהוא עובד אותו יתברך. What does he do instead? He serves Hashem. מקיים ככל הכתוב בתורת השם שבכתב ובעל פה. He fulfills all the mitzvot, what's written in the Torah שבכתב and Torah שבעל פה. ורבותינו הגדולים, in the words of Chazal, of our sages, הוא מאמין ומכוון דרך כלל, and he believes, and he has in his mind when he says Shema Yisrael, in general, the simple meaning, בפסוק ראשון תקראת שמה, שהוא יתברך הוא אחד. Then Hashem is one. That's all. I can't do all those other kavanot. He says, "Gam sheino yedei inyan achdut." Even though he doesn't fully understand the unity of Hashem, what does that mean? The oneness, or that Hashem is one. Umechaven tefilato derech klal lo yidbarach velo chakira, and he prays to Hashem. He directs his prayer in a very simple and superficial way. Gam ken nikra oved Hashem, because he's careful and meticulous with all the mitzvot. He makes sure to say all the words, and he makes sure to have in mind the simple meaning, because that is crucial to know what you're saying when you say Shema Yisrael. Ki en kol ha-devarim ha-elu amurim ela la-mi she-da'ato yafa, because all the things that we're discussing in this sefer, he says, this is not for everyone. Only for someone who's able to handle it. For the God-fearing people and those who contemplate Hashem's ways, that they are able to handle. Lezot, therefore, chalila v'chalila lanu litchot shum prat mipirtei ha-maaseh, chas v'shalom, not to push away any detail of a mitzvah, af tiktuk echad midivrei sofrim, even the most minute detail, וכל שכן לשנות זמנה חס ושלום, and surely not to change around the times of the תפילות, בשביל מניעת טהרת המחשבה, because you have to get ready and purify your thoughts, כל המרבה לדקדק במעשיו, הרי זה משובח. The more a person is careful to adhere to the הלכות and to the details of the הלכה of the mitzvah, הרי זה משובח, he is praiseworthy.
Is he referring to any specific...
Yes, he is. Yes, we spoke about this when he alluded to it previously. He's definitely, this is in response to the early Hasidic way where the times of tefillah was disregarded, and you would have someone praying shachrit 5 o'clock in the evening. And why? Because it takes him 8 hours to really become like an angel. I'm saying that in a funny way. Now, the truth is that, we speak about it with respect. We don't fully understand everything, but he was vehemently against that. And it accomplished a balance, and we mentioned this already. It did have an effect, and there is an approach to the middle ground between both sides, the Hasidim and the Mitnagdim, and one of the reasons is the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, definitely. So each one had an influence on the other. Today, it's very rare to see. I mean, you might see people praying 11 o'clock, in Shachrit. Okay. Yeah, right. So, I mean, although that's not good. That's after Zman Tefillah, but it's still before Chatzot. So at least something, at least you salvage something. You do see that. And I'm not saying it doesn't exist in some Hasidic circles, that they pray very late and all that. But not as much as it used to be in the early 1800s when the Rav Chaim Volozhin is talking. So he was very vehemently against it, and you see that he does not cover it up. He's specifically talking about that. But that's just like a detail in the whole wide picture, in the idea of, in the philosophy of, where are our priorities? Is it in the Maaseh HaMitzvot or the Kavanat HaMitzvot? Having both together is ideal, most ideal. But first we have to have down pat the Maaseh HaMitzvot, first and foremost. And in Perek Zayin, if you'll allow, if ad matayin yichol hamshich, ken, ulay od ze kama, mazeh, tagid li, shani yada, tagid. Okay. Okay. So just a little bit more. I would like to just finish maybe Perek Zayin. I'll read it quickly and explain, okay? Od zot yuchal yitzrecha litchapes. There's another way that the Yetzer Hara can disguise himself. Be'emor lecha shekol ikar ha'avoda hu sheyeh rak l'shem shamayim. The Yetzer Hara is going to stroke his long white beard, and he's going to come to us and he's going to say, you should know, the only way, the main way to serve Hashem is only if it's l'shem shamayim. וגם אבון וחט למצווה יחשב אם הוא לשם שמיים לתיקון איזה עניין. And even to do a sin,
is allowed. It could even become a mitzvah if you do the sin l'shem shamayim. Ooh, this is very, very dangerous stuff. The Yetzer Hara comes along and he tells you, convinces us to do a sin, and he says, this sin is very necessary right now. You have to do it l'shem shamayim. And he quotes, he starts quoting, the Yetzer Hara starts quoting, he says, in Sanhedrin it says, Rachamana li baba'e. Kadosh Baruch Hu cares only about the heart. Your intentions are the main thing. If your intention is for a good purpose, it doesn't matter the ways and means how you get there, as long as your intention. And then he's going to quote, to top it all off, the Gemara in Nazir, Kav Gimel, Gedola Avera Lishma. And by the way, has to do with the Haftarah that we read today. Yeah, has to do with Yael. Very good. So, Gedola Avera Lishma, that there is such a concept that is irrelevant to us. Let's make that clear. It's irrelevant to us, but there is such an exalted concept that great people were able to go by to a certain degree. Avera Lishma.
אנשים
בשבי, נשים, אישה
לקח בשבי.
אשת יפת תואר.
כן,
כן. איך אמר רב
אחד, אתם לא
דוד המלך,
ואל
תיקחו
לי דוד.
ואל תיקחו לג'ים,
נביא
יפה. נכון, נכון. The Yetzer Hara can definitely, and by the way, it's very, you know, it is unfortunately common to do avera and to say, no, this is needed. It's avera lishma. וכהנה רבות ראיות, גם יראה לך פנים למור. And he'll also show you an explanation saying, "Kichen tzuveta lilech biikve avotecha kedoshim v'chol tzadikim arishonim shayu kodem shenitna Torah." You're commanded to go in the ways of your forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, who were before the giving of the Torah. Sheikar derech avodatam lo itbarach haita. Their way of serving Hashem was shekol maasem v'diburam u'machshavtam v'chol inyanehem ba'olam hayakol bidvekut v'tarat machshavtam l'shem shamayim. All their service of Hashem was with all the purity and dvekut and Hashem Shamayim upanu lemala letikun vehaalat veyichud haolamot vekochot haelyonim. And they knew with their maasim which acts are needed for the tikun of the olamot haelyonim and the zivugim haelyonim beze maase shetiyeh ubeze ofen ubeze zman sheyeh, what act, in which manner, at what time. Velo b'maasim u'mitzvot kvuim u'sdurim she'echok velo yavor. They weren't bound, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, were not bound by mitzvot, which are rules and regulations that limit you. No, at this time you cannot do this. At this time, this is only for this time. That's many mitzvot are like that, right? The mitzvot, the Torah, regulates us and it limits us. It gives us boundaries. The Avodat Hashem of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov was without boundaries. They did what they felt was necessary at a particular time and with a particular maaseh. Chazak uvaruch. That's what he's about to say. Exactly what he's going to say. Kemo Yaakov Avinu. Oh no, he says Yaakov Avinu, but then he gives another example. Ve'inyan tzon lavan ma'maklot. But you give a very good example, which is brought many other times, that he married two sisters. Is that what you mean? Right? That he married two sisters. And Nefesh HaChaim explained in the end of Shaar Bet, if you remember, that he knew that this is a tikkun that he needed to do. And he was allowed to, because the Torah was not given yet. Exactly. Or also the whole matter of the Tzon Lavan ve'amaklot, what he did with the sheep of Lavan and the maklot, you know, with the sticks, that whole procedure that he came up with. We trust that Yaakov Avinu knew what he's doing and that that was needed and very important, and it was sanctioned in Shamayim. V'chein amar ha-magid lebet Yosef, the Magid, the Malach, told Maran of Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo, be'inyan Chanoch. Chanoch, the early Chanoch, right? The first 10 generations. She'ayat tofer min alim, he was a shoemaker. U'bechol zimna deme'ay elmachta besandela, hava meshabach lekutsha berichu. Says the famous words about Chanoch. He was such a holy tzaddik. With every sewing that he did, every time he put the needle into the shoe, one more time, he was meshabeach lekutsha berichu. He was metaken tikunim, and he had great kavanot in his act of sewing shoes. So you'll say, okay, so I'm supposed to follow in the ways of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So I decided I'm allowed to marry my aunt. Moshe Rabbeinu did that. I'm sorry, the father of Moshe Rabbeinu. Amram married his aunt. He was Gedol Ador, and he knew what he's doing. Don't limit me. I feel with my Ruach HaKodesh, you know, Shabtai Tzvi, can I feel with my Ruach HaKodesh that I can do this because this is the right way. I can see that in the stars and in the whole story. That's a grave mistake. That's something that is terrible to even think about.
What's the connection of Hanukkah?
To show you how the early pious people, they, in every little thing, they knew exactly what they're doing in Shamayim. They were able to po'el tikunim with what they did.
We are
able only with the Torah and mitzvot that we were given, within the guidelines and boundaries of the Torah. The Av Shamu Azal Avot Kiimu Kol HaTorah, even though we have a statement that the Avot kept the Torah, so what do you mean? You tell me they kept the Torah, and then you tell me they were able to deviate, yeah? V'chein amu b'vayikra rabba melamed shelamad Noach Torah, also Noach, lo shayu metzuvim ve'osim ve'aya lahem ha'alacha ve'adin kach. It does not mean that they were commanded to keep the Torah, and they had these halachot, and they didn't budge from the halachot. אלא כמו שכתבתי לאל סוף שער א', שהם הקיימו את התורה מחמת שהשיגו בנפלאות השגתם תיקוני עולמות. When they kept the Torah, it's because they knew what each part of the Torah symbolizes and what it does, and that's why they kept it. Not because they were commanded, they were not commanded to keep the Torah. וסדרי הכוחות העליונים אשר התקנו בכל מצווה ומצווה, they knew the תיקון of each and every מצווה. אבל היה גם כן הרשות נתונה להם לעובדו גם במעשים ועניינים אחרים. They had full license to serve Hashem in their own way. לבד המצוות, besides the מצוות, ואף גם לעבור על איזה מצווה שלא כתורה. They had permission to go against what is written in the Torah. יעקב אבינו married two sisters, something that's written in the Torah that you're not allowed. But he, כפי שראו והשיגו, the way he saw and understood, שזה העניין והמעשה הפרטי, הוא נצרח אז לתיקון העולמות. He realized it's needed at this time. Skip the brackets. Ve'ata techeze im enes sechel lecha she'en kan lo reaya ve'lo semech klal af lo mish'enet kane ratzutz ki ha'emet ha'baru kemo she'nitba'er le'el sof sha'ar alef she'ha'avoda al ze ha'derech lo hayta noheget ela kodem matan Torah. He says, if you think about it, there is no proof, there is no support whatsoever from what was done before the Torah was given to us. That's something that was strictly limited to before. Aval me'et sheba Moshe v'horida la'aretz, from the time Moshe Rabbeinu came and brought down the Torah to us, lo b'shamayim hi. Now we know a deeper meaning of what it means when it says lo b'shamayim hi. You don't keep the Torah because of what you feel it's doing in Shamayim. You keep the Torah because you have to keep the Torah. You also know what it's able to do. That's beautiful, but that's not the reason why you keep it. Because that could be very dangerous. Because then you might start doing other things. And we proved it. We proved it from Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah was told, why was asked, why he's not marrying? Even though he knew Beruach HaKodesh, that what? He's going to have Menashe. Doesn't matter. אסור לנו לשנות חס ושלום משום אחת מהנה ממצוות השם, אף אם תהיה הכוונה לשם שמיים. We can never budge or deviate from a mitzvah, even if our intention is לשם שמיים. ואף אם ישיג האדם שאם יקיים מצוותו המוטלת עליו, יוכל למיפק מיני חורבה באיזה עניין. ואף גם בשבע אל תעשה. Even if a person is able to have the foresight to see that if he's going to do this mitzvah, which he's obligated in, it's going to have in the long run a bad effect. A problem is going to come out. He's talking about the example of Chizkiyah. If I'm going to get married and I'm going to have a child who's Menashe, I see in Ruach HaKodesh that he's a Rasha and he's going to bring Avodah Zarah to the Jewish people. Im kol ze en adavam asubi adadam nimanam imena chas v'shalom. It's not given to us. We don't have permission to abstain from doing a mitzvah because of our Ruach HaKodesh that tells us it's going to bring about a problem. Kitame mitzvot lo nitgalu. We weren't given the reasons for the mitzvot. We are to serve Hashem, whether we understand it or not. We'll stop here for tonight. Bezat Hashem.